On this episode of Carl on the Bay, Carl Nolte describes the most impactful ferry accidents in the San Francisco Bay, the most famous of which was fictionalized by one of our most celebrated local authors, Jack London.
In the golden age of ferry boats, you know, when ferry boats were the principal method of transportation between the cities on the bay, they were pretty safe. There were thousands of miles and millions of passengers every year. I did one story on the old ferry boat Golden Gate that ran between San Francisco and Sausalito and was affectionately known as the Rust Bucket. Made enough trips to have gone to the moon and back without a single accident. They're safer than rail, safer than cars, certainly, safer than buses. And I even had one time an air ferry between San Francisco and Oakland, which cost so much it didn't work out. So they operate the ferry boats on schedule in any weather, in sunshine. A sunny day in the bay can't be beat, but in storms and in rain and fog. And the greatest enemy, of course, is the fog. And there are two kinds of fog, the famous ocean fog, and the other one is the tule fog, which is a pernicious kind of fog that comes up in the winter, late November, December, January, the end of February. It rises in the San Joaquin and Sacramento valleys and creeps in from the east into the bay. It's very low-hanging fog, very thick, does not have much wind behind it. It tends to be extremely dangerous, and almost all the ferry boat accidents that happened in the tule fog. Checking around, in the first 50 years of ferry boat operations, there were only a handful of ferry accidents. But the most interesting and grandest and most important in the histories of ferry boat operations was the one that happened in the tule fog, November 30th, 1901. People operated ferries in the early days until modern technology came along after World War II without any sonar or any other kind of electronic gear. They used local knowledge. They listened for bells, whistles, buoys, lighthouses, or other vessels, and foghorns. Between San Francisco Ferry Building and Sausalito, a ferry skipper who's usually steering the boat himself would hear the San Francisco Ferry Building horn when he left San Francisco. He listened carefully for the horn at the end, a foghorn at the end of the North Point, which is about where Pier 39 is. He listened for the bell buoy at Blossom Rock and maybe the foghorn Alcatraz Lighthouse, if he could see it. He would kind of feel his way across the bay by listening for all this stuff. He would know what other traffic was happening on the bay. But most particularly on this trip in 1901, be listening for the boat coming the other way from Sausalito to San Francisco, which he knew was coming. He knew pretty much where he was supposed to pass that boat, and that was the plan. The boat we're talking about here that we're on is the steamer San Rafael, which is then 23 years old. When it was launched in 1878, the San Francisco Call said it was the prettiest boat ever to cleave the waters of San Francisco Bay. It had a golden eagle device on top of the wheelhouse and various other Victorian flourishes. Yet it was pretty much obsolete. It was a single-ended boat, which meant it had to come out of the slip and turn around to go over to Sausalito. There were two accounts of this accident of the San Rafael. One was by a man named David Perry, a Marin lawyer, who was aboard at that trip in 1901 and gave a talk about it when he was an old guy to the San Anselmo Rotary Club 30-odd years later, in 1933. And the other, which makes this trip kind of more important and interesting, is a fictional account by Jack London, used as the opening chapter of The Seawolf, published in 1904. Jack London was familiar with the accident involving the San Rafael because it was a big sensation in the day, headlines in all the papers, several people were killed, there was a big investigation. So Perry told about it himself. He was a lawyer in San Francisco, had a sack full of law books he took with him on his trip home from the city to Sausalito in that day. He noticed that it was the foggiest night, he said, that I've ever seen. He said he was walking down Market Street to go to the ferry building, which was then new, only 3 years old. And he said he couldn't see people across Market Street. Visibility was about 100 to 120 feet in the city, on the land, with lights on. He was trying to catch the 6 o'clock boat to Sausalito, and it was the North Pacific Coast vessel San Rafael. It supposed to leave at 6, but it didn't. They said they were waiting for other passengers or some late mail or express or something. Ferry boats had a train connection, and the train would have to wait for him to come in. He said the boat left 45 minutes late. The fog was so thick, he said the captain, whose name was McKenzie, stopped the boat 4 times in the bay to listen and look around to see exactly where he was. He stopped the paddle wheels, stopped the engine drifting in the bay, and didn't see anything. Perry was on the lower deck of the boat next to the restaurant on the main deck, where some people were in the restaurant having dinner or a late snack on their way home. And he said the Sausalito suddenly appeared, going at a dangerous speed, and ran into our boat right in the restaurant. Several people were hurt. They were having dinner. They were thrown about. In Jack London's fictional version of the same thing, the captain of the San Rafael and the Wheelhouse, he said, are getting anxious up there. He said the captain had thrust his head and shoulders out of the pilot house and was staring intently into the fog, as though by sheer force of will he could penetrate it. His companion also was gazing into the fog as if he could stare into it and see the invisible danger. Then Jack London said everything happened with an inconceivable rapidity. The fog seemed to break away, trailing wreaths of fog on one side like seaweed of the mouth of the Leviathan. Jack London's character could see the pilot of the other boat bearing down, with a bearded man who leaned out of the pilot house and stared directly at the boat he's about to hit. There was no way to stop anything. He wore a blue uniform. I remember how trim and quiet he was and how he accepted the inevitable. Our pilot, white with rage, shouted, "Now you've done it." Hit the San Rafael right in the restaurant. San Rafael was mortally injured and began to sink. Jack London's character heard a couple of things, women screaming and a lot of panic. Actually, there wasn't any panic, according to Perry, who said there was a false sense of security because deckhands passed around among the passengers saying, "There's no problem, don't worry." Actually, there was a lot to worry about because the boat was sinking. Perry tried to climb up the side of the other ferry but couldn't do it and fell back in the water, started drifting. He had a life jacket out and started drifting. Cold was very, very cold. Jack London's hero also got into the water and started drifting away, and he drifted all the way out the Golden Gate, where he was picked up by the schooner Ghost. In real life, Perry remembered drifting out also on the ebb tide, got almost to the Golden Gate, where he was picked up. So there was fact and fiction both. It reminds you that no matter where you are, fate could always intervene in ways you don't understand. Now, of course, we have radar. We have a vessel traffic service that informs the skippers of vessels, commercial vessels on the bay where all the other traffic is. Although one pilot I know, Captain Nancy Wagner, told me that she didn't rely entirely on all the radars and electronics there was. She said, always have been a kind of look-out-the-window pilot. I would always go outside and look out and see what I could see with my own eyes. I said, why is that? He says, well, you know, when it all comes down to it, it's all instinct. You could kind of tell when something's wrong. And a radar and all that stuff is not, it's going to show you something, but the prudent mariner has to rely on her own judgment, which I think is the moral of the ferry boat business, in my view.
You've heard from Carl Nolte about the Bay's most notable ferry accidents. On the next episode of Carl on the Bay, we will learn more about Jack London and his Port of Oakland. My name is Natalia Gurevich. Our producer for this episode was Nora Al-Samurai. Hope you'll stick around for the ride. Stay safe and healthy.